The government of Barbados has been explaining why it is going to the International Finance Corporation to assist with the development of the Grantley Adams International Airport. The IFC is a sister organization of the World Bank and is focused exclusively on the private sector in developing countries. The matter came up at the latest session of Parliament in an act to amend the Grantley Adams International Airport, as Minister of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Kerry Simmons gave the background to the decision.
The effort that this government is seeking to put in place with the International Finance Corporation so as to advance the expansion and refurbishment of Grantley Adams International Airport is in no way related to any sale of the airport. The airport is not being sold. There is no intention. There is no interest in sale. The airport, Mr. Speaker, sir, is to be expanded, and it is to be managed over a concession period, which would be set in terms of time, and then after that, it reverts to the government and people of Barbados. Fact of the matter is that the work that needs to be done is outside of the reach of the government of Barbados at this point. Fact of the matter is that we cannot, however, rest on laurels and say, well, boy, we can't raise that money, so you can't do nothing. Because you have to do something. And you have to do something because you are talking about a sector that is vitally important to the well-being of the people of the country. And therefore, as the government, we have to make the hard decisions and say, are we going to go ahead with it or not despite COVID? And the answer is yes, we go ahead with it in spite of COVID because it is in the best possible interest of the people of Barbados and the country's future development. And of course, the development of the tourism sector, which is exceptionally important. So Grantley Adams International Airport will continue to be state-owned and it will be privately operated. The airport development costs, Mr. Speaker, sir, around the world are substantially recurring costs. They outstrip the capacity of the public sector in most countries to be able to finance it. And that is not only so of small island developing states. That is so, sir, of the largest industrial countries around the world. Globally, airports are becoming more self-funding, and there is a widening range of commercial considerations, which we all know exist and which are annexed to the airport operation. And we have in Barbados now to dare to invest in and to have the ambition to be bigger, invest in being bigger and better, and have the ambition to go there and to go there without fear. Why is it, sir, that you can have airport hotels in the Caribbean but you cannot have one in Barbados? Why is it? It is a form of revenue that can come about as a result, sir, of its proximity to the airport. Why is it, sir, that we have vehicle rental centers now all around the world? But a vehicle rental center, bringing all of your vehicle rental people together at Grantley Adams International Airport, is the hardest thing to achieve. Why is it, Mr. Speaker, sir, that there are airports which are also offering conference facilities? Why is it, Mr. Speaker, sir, that airport concession shopping mall experiences? I invite anybody to tell me who has been to New York, who has been to England, Ian Golgafar, Miami. Mr. Speaker, sir, the shopping mall experience is there. It is about food options. You're telling me in a country that is now sold around the world as being a culinary capital, that the same people, sir, can't be in the airport providing food options? Are you going to say that to me, sir? Is that not the time that has come?
Minister of Energy, Small Business and Entrepreneurship, Kerry Simmons. You heard him on Sagicor's Early Business.